All that talk about Cody Rhodes turning heel? Forget about it. It's not happening. It's not going to happen. Because on SmackDown recently, the total opposite happened. Randy Orton turned heel and brutally attacked Cody Rhodes, leaving the WWE Undisputed Champion a bloody mess. A lot of wrestling fans on social media are proudly crying out, 2009 Randy Orton has returned. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ringside Chaos. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And I'm going to tell you all this right now. As soon as I saw that Randy Orton turned heel on Cody Rhodes and brutally attacked him, I was not happy. Now, don't get it twisted. I love heel Randy Orton. As a matter of fact, I have said many, many times that while Randy Orton is terrific at being the good guy, he is better at being the bad guy, and I would say at least 80% of pro wrestling fans prefer heel Randy Orton. So I'm happy about that. It's cool to see Randy Orton turn heel again. But I just feel like in this situation, it was not the right way to do it, okay? But when I saw that Randy Orton turned heel, I actually threw a fit in my head. As a matter of fact, I threw a fit like a 5-year-old kid, basically screaming to myself in my head, this is not what I wanted, this is not what I wanted, this is stupid, yada, yada, yada. I was not really behaving, you know, I took the journalism effect out of my head. I was basically acting on as a full wrestling fan that does not have a journalism career, if that makes sense. Now, from a journalistic perspective, I can professionally explain why this is not the way to go. But again, when I threw that fit in my head about Randy Orton turning heel and not Cody, you know, that was just me being on 100% biased wrestling fan. You know, no journalism perspective in that one. I mean, you know, it happens because, you know, even sports writers and journalists that cover professional wrestling, those that are fans that have been fans for, you know, 90% of their lives, you know, they have that experience, okay? So it's nothing new to me. I mean, I've had that, I've thrown such a fit in my head about creative wrestling decisions, you know, for a very long time. But I'm basically dead set on the fact that WWE Creative made a huge mistake turning Randy Orton heel and not Cody. You know, I insisted that now is the time for Cody Rhodes to turn heel. A lot of fellow wrestling fans that I'm connected with feel the same way. Because a lot of them remind me that wrestling fans have been booing Cody as of late. So now would be the time in a solidified way to turn him heel. But WWE Creative obviously feels the opposite. You know, I was dead set on the fact Cody Rhodes needs to turn heel at WrestleMania. As a matter of fact, I was recently on a podcast, okay? I was on my friend's podcast. And I explained a particular scenario of how it should go down if Cody Rhodes had turned heel at WrestleMania. Well, I reminded my friend and his audience, you know how Randy Orton would punt people, you know? Even did it as a face a couple of times, but you remember back in 2008 when Randy Orton took his heel persona to the top and he would punt people. So I basically said, imagine Cody Rhodes turns heel during the match, defeats Randy Orton, and at the end and after the match, imagine if Cody Rhodes had delivered a punt to Randy Orton. Now that would have been a great thing for Cody Rhodes to, you know, especially in that moment, to turn heel. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But just to be clear, like, the way I would have done it, Cody turns heel at the end of the match, hits a low blow, hits Crossroads, beats Orton, retains the championship, and then after the match, delivers a brutal punt to Randy Orton. That would have been a great way to effectively turn Cody Rhodes into a full-fledged heel. Okay, it definitely would have, okay? And then imagine in the coming weeks, Cody Rhodes continues to go on that rampage. That would have been great. That would have been great. And I know that wrestling fans would have loved to see Cody Rhodes deliver a punt to Randy Orton had this thing gone the way I'm saying it should, had this thing been going the way it should be going, like, or at least the way we feel like it should have been going, like with Cody Rhodes turning heel. So that doesn't matter anymore. Although I did say, well, I guess could we see Randy Orton deliver a punt to Cody after that match? Well, that's very, very possible. But I just cannot stress enough that I do not agree with the decision to turn Randy Orton heel, even though we all love the heel persona of Randy Orton. Again, wrestling fans proudly crying out on social media that the 2009 Randy Orton has returned. I mean, when Randy Orton was a heel at the time, I mean, oh boy. I mean, that was probably the best heel run of his career. 2008, 2009. So, I mean, of course, we remember when he was when he had the legend killer persona. So I don't know what to expect. And to be honest with you, even though I'm not excited for WrestleMania, I still plan on watching if I get the chance. So I'm not gonna sit here and bury WrestleMania at all. Even though I'm going to be really honest, I'm not excited about it. Although I still plan on watching it. I mean, if I get a chance to preview and recap it, I'm going to stay as positive as I can. But I'm going to deliver the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth. So, in other words, look, I'll speak my mind. I won't be a jerk about it. But I'll just put it like that. Because, look, I love professional wrestling. And as I've said many times, I'm the sort of wrestling fan that wants all companies to be successful. Like, I want to enjoy professional wrestling as much as I possibly can, and I want to keep negativity away. So, but again, all these fans that I've spoken to were caught by surprise with Randy Orton turning heel. All these fans, they're proudly crying out that 2009 Randy Orton has returned. I think part of me believe is, you know, they're crying that out because they're trying to hide their anger and frustration about Cody Rhodes not turning heel. So, oh, boy. There's really not much for me to say. It's basically confirming we all had hopes and dreams that Cody Rhodes would turn heel, but it's not going to happen. Not anytime soon, honestly. But some wrestling fans suggest that the heel turn should have happened before WrestleMania. Okay, I can see that. My friend whose show I was on recently, Dr. Dre, that's what I call him. Well, he feels that the heel turn should have happened before WrestleMania in the build-up to the match. Okay, all right. But for me, in my case, I truly, honestly believe that if Cody Rhodes would have turned heel the right way, It should be at WrestleMania, at the end of the match, and then do something after the match. And I think that Cody Rhodes turning heel on Randy Orton to solidify it by Cody Rhodes delivering a punt to Randy Orton's head, well, that would have been a perfect way to fully turn Cody heel. But you know what? It's not going to happen, and quite frankly, it's very, very unfortunate. So I think at this point, I am done predicting a heel turn for Cody Rhodes because, quite honestly, the last two times that I've done it, it has not worked out well. Although some fans will say, well, maybe the third time's the charm, because last year, I predicted that Cody Rhodes would turn heel at WrestleMania on John Cena, but obviously that didn't happen. We all saw how John Cena turned heel and attacked Cody Rhodes. So my prediction basically blew up in my face just like that. And one thing that my friend Dre mentioned is that the last couple of times before WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes gets brutally attacked. I mean, by John Cena last year and by Randy Orton this year. So, obviously at this point, it's become a tradition, right? Or at least it's becoming one. So, I guess that's it. That's it. So, honestly, to close it out, I'm disappointed that WWE did not go in the direction that I feel that they should have gone in. And I stress the way I feel because, look, it's merely my opinion, okay? You know? And I also make my suggestions as a journalist and as a lifelong passionate pro wrestling fan. But even as a journalist, I would have suggested the time to turn Cody Rhodes heel is now. And you have to do it at WrestleMania because that's honestly the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it to get the fans fully emotionally invested into the particular angle. So, well, there's really not much for me to say other than the fact that I am very, very disappointed that a Cody Rhodes heel turn is not going to happen because I think that's what Cody needs, and quite frankly, that's what the company needs. But at the end of the day, what do I know? I'm just a sports journalist and a lifelong fan of pro wrestling. At the end of the day, much like a lot of journalists and a lot of wrestling fans, even the journalists that have covered professional wrestling, I have an opinion, just like all of them. And to WWE, well, I don't know if I should say my opinion doesn't matter, but you know what? It feels like it doesn't matter what I suggest, what I insist, what I cry out. WWE is just going to go in a different direction. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you would please, hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.